The issue was, obviously, they're cramped in their cells. There are two of them in a cell. It's very cramped quarters. Today is actually a relatively cool day, but, you know, you saw some who decided instead of sleeping in a bunk, they were sleeping on the floor because it was cooler on the floor because the fans circulated better down below. And those are the things that at least they had mentioned as we walked through.
They talked to you about the air conditioning?
Well, they didn't talk. They just talked about the air circulation, nothing specific about the air conditioner or anything like that. But we didn't spend time, you know, talking, interacting with them. We were just walking through just to get a visual in terms of what the cells look like. But as we walked through, they were talking to us, telling us what the issues were and everything like that.
Overcrowding.
Overcrowding. You know, the issues that you would normally hear at a prison or a jail facility. Well, they didn't mention that, no.
Would you say seeing the inside is, might be making some people, some lawmakers, think that they need to build a new
I think this was, you know, I can speak for myself as a lawmaker. This was a very valuable experience. You know, I serve on a judiciary committee, and we have issues. For instance, the contraband issue that came before the judiciary committee and hearing about the contraband issue. But going through the facility and seeing what it was like, it was an eye-opener experience, at least for me, and it gives me a better sense in terms of what are the issues that not only the secretary is going through, but also what the correctional officers are dealing with also in terms of an antiquated system. So we have to strike that balance to make sure that we get some, we correct it, and, you know, we can't afford to wait any longer.
You have terrible sight lines. You can't see what's going on around the corner. There's you'd walk down a hall and there's another cell, sort of in another nook and cranny of this really really old building. They're to get from one place or the other, you have to use keys to unlock the doors. Where most modern facilities, you've got electronic locks, and you can have somebody sitting in another place where they can be safer, moving people through and opening and closing doors. There's a lot we're going to have to do, I think, on the Capitol side in this building. But this is a building that lends itself that if you're able to get contraband in, it's going to be pretty easy to move it around the facility.
So even if not destroy and build a new facility, at least make some major improvements.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But the trick is to find the balance that you don't want to just throw, you know, good money after bad. You know, that's the balance. I mean, this is a very old facility, you know, predates the Civil War, and so this whole facility. So, you know, for me, I would prefer to see a new facility that's upgraded and things like that. And I think that will cut down. Obviously, it'll cut down a lot of the issues that we've seen.
Ashmi is concerned about safety for the officers out here. Was there anything addressed today about safety for?
Well, the secretary, as Luke alluded to, in terms of the sight lines, that was one of them. The other is the secretary had mentioned that, you know, they are working with the unions in terms of the correctional bill of rights, in terms of finding a balance on that. So that was mentioned. But the whole purpose of this was just to do the tour and get a sense for us as lawmakers to see what we're dealing with.
Was this the first tour for you?
This is my first time in here.
I visited Jennifer Road in Anne Arundel County before, but this is the first time at BCDC. Yeah.
What was the one thing that surprised you?
The one thing, just in terms of how old the facility is. Like, you know, when we went through the facility, and when we saw the cells and we saw where the inmates were housed, you know, there's the cell and then there's a wall to the outside, which, you know, the little corridor is very narrow. We had to walk single file through there. That was really surprising. And again, in terms of what I learned is just the efficiency that the correctional staff does in terms of moving the inmates from place to place. They are very much on procedures. As we went through as lawmakers, you know, they didn't take that for granted. We had to empty out our pockets. We weren't allowed to have a cell phone in there. We went through the scanners and things like that. They body searched us in terms of a strict pat down. I think the pat down was more thorough than what they do at the airport. So, you know, and we're lawmakers here on a tour. So, you know, in terms of your question, in terms of my first time and the what we saw, that's what surprised me the most.
You're moving people in and out of here, and they're here on average 42 days. That's a pretty large population of people that you're moving through here. And what was striking to me is this is a facility that's sort of constantly in motion. This isn't like, I've also visited Hagerstown. That feels a lot different. That's part of the challenge here, is you have to move people. You're always moving people through the system, and that's part of what makes the structural challenge even a bigger challenge too.